Cardinals squaring off with the Mets. Tommy Pham ready for this one. We pick things up in the fifth. Scoreless game. Adam Wainwright on the hill facing Michael Conforto.
2-0 pitch. Fastball hit deep to right center field. This ball's going to go. It is a home run for Michael Conforto. He hit it into the stands in right center field to the left of a Cardinal bullpen. For Conforto, his 16th home run of the year, his 46th run batted in. The Mets are leading by a score of 1-0. Here's the pitch. Swinging a high fly ball, well hit right center. Conforto on the run at the track near the wall. It's gone! An opposite field home run for Paul DeJong. And so DeJong does it to the Mets again. It's his 10th home run of the year. The second he's hit against the Mets, the 8th extra base hit that he's had against them in 15 at-bats, and the Cardinals take a 2-1 lead. Here's the pitch. Swinging a drive towards the gap in right center. Nobody's going to get that one. It's in for a hit. Rolling to the wall. This might get Sierra home. He turns third. He's flying to the plate. He'll score easily without a relay throw. And on it, second with a double and a run batted in, is Adam Wainwright, the Cardinals pitcher, who's given himself and his team a 3-1 lead. And in the process, that's going to knock Zach Wheeler out of this game. 1-0 to Pham. Hit deep to left center field. Forget it. This ball is long gone into the second deck in left field. The Bud Light landing. The second pitch thrown by Hansel Robles since coming back from the minor leagues is hit for a 3-run homer by Tommy Pham. And it is now 6-1 St. Louis. Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball to short. Big hop for DeJong. Goes to second. One. Wong to first. Double play and the ball game is over. Well, he hacked all right, but he hacked into a 6-4-3 double play, and the Cardinals have taken the opener of this four-game series.
The Mets come up short against the Cardinals. Manager Terry Collins spoke after.
Well, it's got to be his pitch. I mean, you know, he's the home run hitter. He's the big guy on our team that you turn to, and you got him in a great count that, you know, he's got to get something good to hit, and just didn't hit it.
What'd you see out of Zach tonight after those first four where he was not just, you know, getting outs, but really not running up that pitch count, and then in the fifth it all went away?
Yeah, I mean, in the fifth inning especially. I mean, he had four pitches in the fifth inning, and then all of a sudden walked three guys. And certainly didn't look like he was getting tired or laboring. I all of a sudden lost the feel for the release point, and, you know, we didn't Dan went out and tried to get him to settle down, but, you know, fortunately we got out of the inning. But the next inning, you know, we don't make the play, a tough play by Jose, but, you know, we got to get the pitcher out. I mean, in that situation, that he becomes a big hitter in that inning. But we didn't get the outs we needed.
Who's next? Go ahead, Matt.
Just how tough is it going to be for you guys to be able to go on that run that you're going to need to when you're struggling to get these pitches? You know, you get two good ones out of the break, and then the last two ones, these ones haven't been good. I mean, just what kind of predicament does that put you guys in?
Well, you know, you certainly can't go on a run if you're not going to get consistent pitching. So we've got to get consistent pitching. And, you know, we certainly are – we think we can, but – you know, you got to be able to have Zach go out there, and just like tomorrow, you got to have Rafi's got to go out there and give you, you know, six or seven innings, keep you in the game. And if you're not, you're not going to go on much of a run because these teams are too good at this time of year.
Tony.
I know it wasn't just him tonight, but when DeJong gets you again, do you just kind of throw your hands up, same guy?
Yeah, I mean, we strike him out two times because we made pitches, and then, you know, you got to send the 3-2 count. And again, he left it out over the plate, which is the pitch he's been killing us with.
Zach.
All right, Cespedes look healthy to you swinging? He didn't get the ball out of the infield tonight.
Yeah. Zach, I mean, came out early, took a great BP, tremendous BP today. So, yeah, there's nothing wrong with him.
Up next, the series against the Cardinals continues on Tuesday with Rafael Montero on the hill.